"Very well," the dragon said. He stood up, unleashed a mighty roar, one that could be heard from across Europe, and started the battle. He had started by trying to backhand him, but Michael quickly dodged that and went straight for his breast. The beast used its reins to jump it back, which created a shock wave that knocked Michael on his back. The same blue flame that burned on the village was now collecting at Adok's mouth, and before long he was wreaking fire. Michael's cloak was caught in flames, and he had to take it off. Michael didn't have much time, though, as the dragon was preparing another attack. The dragon charged at Michael the same way the Haram hybrid creature did, but Michael easily evaded it. Michael finally got back to the breast, but when he tried to strike it, Adok just blocked out of his hand. Abin watched in awe as Michael dodged attacks and the dragon blocked them. The fight had been going on for a while now, and Abin was surprised at how Michael managed to keep up despite being in his 50s. He must have been an exceptional soldier when he was younger, Abin thought to himself. Every swing that Michael made got closer and closer to the dragon's heart. The dragon just barely blocked his last swing and was having more trouble keeping over Michael. We started to rely on more things other than fire or pure brute force, but instead of things like the same levels that Armand uses, the pace of the fight was a lot faster than the pace of when it began, with both showing no mercy or intent of stopping.